The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Cruise Radio. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Woohoo!
It's the Thanksgiving show.
Go.
And like we normally do with our holiday shows, we do the question and answer session. Our listener emails and our listener calls, you can always email comments at cruiseradio.net. Or call 866-874-7957. As always, to help us field these questions, is Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy.
Hello, hey guys.
Stuart. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, man.
And a very happy turkey day to you guys as well.
Right on. All right, so first let's hit the talking points. What's in the news? Obviously, the Allure, Royal Caribbean's sister ship to the Oasis.
And you just got off of it, so tell us all about it.
Well, size-wise, Doug, yes, she is 2 inches longer.
Mm.
Harry Colavaro, the Executive Vice President, did confirm it, but he said the interior volume, the gross register tonnage, is exactly the same. But there were a few unique features. The Mondo coffee bar that was on the end of the Royal Promenade, they've turned into a Starbucks. Now, keep in mind that Mondo coffee and Seattle's Best coffee are owned by Starbucks, so it just appears to be a
rebranding,
branding change.
Yeah.
So everyone, please remain calm. DreamWorks characters were on board, and they did parades, and you know, they had them dancing when we got on board the ship that first night, and kids had a lot of fun. And but is that going to be enough for people to go and spend more money to go on the ship? I don't think so. It's a nice gimmick. If you haven't heard much of the Nickelodeon characters as of late on Norwegian Epic. So, who knows if that relationship will last much beyond the contract. But, it was fun. They really have some very colorful parades along the Royal Promenade. I know the kids were screaming. They've actually surprised everybody by doing a lot of integration of the DreamWorks characters into the Adventure Ocean program so that the little kids can really have a up-close and personal experience, similar to what you'd find, on Disney. And I think they're going to take it as far as they can with it. The Samba Grill, which is the Brazilian steakhouse, did make its debut, and a lot of the other new features like the Romero Brito Gallery, was there on the Central Park. But everyone's other favorite restaurants, were there, and Johnny Rockets.
But in general, it's got the merry-go-round, zip lines, rock climbing walls, aqua theater.
The structure was the same.
Yeah, flow riders, all that.
Yeah, and if you remember where the donut shop was, where no one was really getting anything,
yeah.
That's where they put the hot dog stand, the top dog. And, it had some long lines, so they're going to have to work on that.
Is it a Nathan's?
No. It's actually called the Boardwalk Top Dog or Hot Dog. But they had hot dogs and bratwurst and sausages. Believe it or not, that was included.
When you're walking around that ship, is it really loud as it seemed on TV? Like when Hoda and Kathy were doing the Today Show on there, you could barely hear them because there was so much noise everywhere. Is there always an ongoing festival and carnival somewhere on that ship?
No, the noise levels on the ship are very low. It's a very comfortable ship. You could barely feel yourself moving. But keep in mind that when that show was going on, I mean, they were filming the new Adam Sandler Al Pacino movie on board as well. So, I mean, you had two distinctly different production crews going at the same time, not to mention that they were, completing the installation of 12,000 plants and getting the ship together for its first sailing on the 19th.
All right, what's the latest with the Carnival Splendor? It's obviously still docked there in San Diego.
They moved the Carnival Splendor to a dry dock area so they can to get the ship repaired. Mm-hmm. It is out of commission through the January 9th sailing. So as of right now, January 16th is the first sailing, and they're trying to see if they can use some of that spam for biofuel.
Yeah. Well, moving on to something we're very excited about, the Celebrity Eclipse. We're going to do our show from the ship next week. But what kind of itineraries, first of all, is the Eclipse doing?
She's doing Eastern and Western Caribbean out of Miami, and she is a spectacular ship.
Yeah.
And
everything we've seen, just again, right in line with their other Solstice class ships, that real slick. I want to compare it to like either a New York or Miami hotel, kind of real modern, contemporary, slick look to it.
Boutique hotel.
Yeah.
It just exudes, you know, class and you know, just character. And just like the other two sister ships, Eclipse and Equinox, people on Eclipse, you know, when I was in Europe and, you know, I saw it in the final stages of construction as we left the shipyard, I mean, cuisine is just, you know, phenomenal. And people are just going to be blown away by being able to order their entire meals, drinks, wines, and, you know, their meals right from an Apple iPad. And it's just a lot of fun. And what's really nice is it's like a really nice house. You know, sometimes you can go to, you know, a house, guys, that, you know, it's just, you know, don't touch this, don't touch that, and you're, like, very uncomfortable. This is so nice, but it's just every bit of it is just livable. It's usable. It's very comfortable, and it's just something people are really going to enjoy. The food is off the charts. The ship, the design of the ship, it's a perfect size. They've, you know, everything is so well spaced out, and people are just going to be amazed when they get a chance to see this in the Caribbean. And most importantly, when they see the kind of pricing to get on the ship, you're crazy to go on anything else if you can get a good deal on Eclipse.
I want to touch on the cuisine, like you said, with the iPads. Did that take the place of an existing restaurant on the other Solstice class ships?
It did. It was the Silk Harvest, which was an Asian-themed restaurant.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it was popular, but they needed to bring that was the best usable space for it. I mean, it was always pretty heavily booked, but you know they're not going to remove the Tuscan Grill, which was the steakhouse, or Blue, so and Murano. So there really weren't any other options for them to go. They just didn't have any other space. So I mean that was actually a good move, and everything I heard from people that experienced it in Europe, they were just blown away.
And we will be doing our show from the Eclipse next week. Very excited about that.
From where?
From the Celebrity Eclipse.
Stuart Regis here. I understand the Queen's fleet is going to broadcast the royal wedding. Is this correct?
Oh, that's a very, very interesting story.
Yes, I was not aware that Rip Taylor was into wedding planning these days.
I think they'll be playing the Love Boat.
Oh, Lord.
Turn that shit off.
I would assume everyone's going to be watching the royal wedding, no matter where they're at.
I was going to say, won't everybody be broadcasting it everywhere? I mean,
yeah.
I remember I woke up.
Why is that special on the ships?
I woke up at 4 a.m. to watch Princess Diana get married.
Yeah, I think every you know TV you know is in the world is probably going to be you know watching excerpts of the wedding and you know they may be bringing up Bob Schieffer's recent comments on Face the Nation where he views this as something close to between. You know, someone else's golf score and learning about the ingredients being used in airplane food. You know, it's interesting. I mean, of course, you know, Cunard has the, you know, all of their ships have been christened by members of the royal family, so they're just trying to take. But you know, Princess and you know Carnival and you know NCL and Royal Caribbean with all their. You know, onboard video screens, Disney as well. If you don't think they're going to be broadcasting the royal wedding too. You know, either on camera or on their big TVs, you know. But, you know, look, it was a good PR move for them to at least be the first to say that they're going to broadcast it.
Have a question for the experts? Or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net. You can follow Cruise Radio on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One.
Yeah.
Cruise One.
Let's take some listener calls, shall we?
I think it's a great idea.
We have Brittany from Orlando.
Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, I am actually wondering if we're going to see any Black Friday travel sales, and if so, will they be worth grabbing?
You know, that is really a great question, and it's just, let's say back in October when certain lines were having deals for, you know, National Vacation Month, you know, the cow jumped over the moon, you know, whatever, wearing red shirts on Tuesday and spinning around in their chair. There are no Black Friday sales for travel. The sales for Thanksgiving, you know, have already kind of come and gone. You're either there or you're not. But, you know, some of the cruise lines are coming out and saying, hey, we've got a sale. Look, a lot of these guys have a three-day sale every 4 days. So there really aren't going to be any spectacular deals that you need to take advantage of on Friday the 26th. So, but, you know, the most important advice I can give people is, you know, base your decisions on the merit of the deal and not the hype.
I hope that answers your question. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
Go ahead, Mike. You're on Cruise Radio.
Hi. I was wondering if I could book a cruise, hop off at another port, and then fly home. If that's possible, how would I end up doing that?
Well, I guess the first question, Mike, that I have is, you know, why would you want to get off the ship early? If you have, let's say, paid for a 7-day cruise, why would you want to get off after 4 or 5 days? The answer is you can if you do make prior arrangements, you know, but you have to get cleared for it. But and you'd have to do it from a foreign port. It could not be from a U.S. port. But, you know, and then, of course, they're not going to be refunding any money for the remaining days of your cruise. But if you know, let's say there was a 7-day cruise, you wanted to get off in four, and you wanted to fly back from Jamaica, you could make arrangements with the cruise line to make, you know, for you to be able to get off. But the travel arrangements you would have to make on your own, as well as booking your return flight.
All right, we have Jason from Long Beach on the line. Go ahead with your question, Jason.
I got a question about a cruise that I booked for next month in December on the Carnival Splendor. Actually, I read that it's out of service now until January. What happens in situations like this? Will I get a refund? Will they rebook me? Will I get a refund? And will I get a free cruise? I'm just trying to figure this out. I got this cruise coming up next month.
Well, Carnival has canceled all their sailings up until the January 16th, 2011 departure from Long Beach. So if you are, you know, on a December sailing, well, you're out of luck. It is canceled, and Carnival has agreed to refund all of your money, which at this point, you know, would have been in full payment. So, you know, they would refund the money, and you could certainly book a future cruise. But it's unfortunate this happened, and there are some sailings but a lot of the sailings in Mexico have actually booked up pretty heavy because the displacement from Carnival Splendor was about 20,000 passengers, so they all had to find berths on other ships. But surprisingly, a lot of those people may have been rebooked on ships actually in the Caribbean to take advantage of all the brand new ships. So, but you know, if you're going in December, as you know, it's out.
Stuart, we have a question for you from Sarah in Anchorage. She emailed comments at cruiseradio.net. She asked, Stuart, who do you think's going to win Dancing with the Stars?
Bristol, definitely.
Oh, Lord.
Sarah.
Again, just like Sarah, you can always email comments at cruiseradio.net or call us at 1-866-874-7957. Next week, we're going to be aboard the Celebrity Eclipse doing the show. Looking very forward to that. You can expect all the usual fun and frivolity, interviewing the very high-level crew members and some passengers as well. Before we go, you must check out our premium content. We want to give you access to all of the unedited interviews and so much more. All sorts of little secret surprises in there.
Yeah, it's basically our show totally just...
stripped down?
Yeah.
Unplugged?
Unscripted, candid.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's $2.99 a month is the introductory offer price.
And if you have a cruiser in your life, Christmas coming up, yeah, get a subscription for a loved one or something.
Oh, look at you with all of your gift ideas. We actually do give you a free trial, and then after that, $2.99 a month. So check it out. Premium content found only at cruiseradio.net. From the Cruise One Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio. The proceeding was a presentation of Cruise Addicts.